serious intense day and effort. And listen, there was a few words at halftime, a few serious words. The boys came out focused in the second half. We felt we hadn't done ourselves justice in the first half. We felt that we had controlled the game, but a few mistakes had let them back into it again. But listen, we got ourselves under control at halftime. We got ourselves settled, and we came out, and we knew the first 10 minutes of the second half were going to be important, and we came out of the blocks fast, and we put them to the sword, and we're happy about that there. But we felt we could have produced that performance last week. Only the loss petered only after 12 minutes. We had started well in the first 12 minutes. We were 5-1 up, and then to go to 14 men was a tough ask, but the boys showed extreme character again and pushed on last week and continue to push on this week. But there's nothing won yet, nothing won.
And Killiclaher now in the final, they'll need no motivation after the hurt and heartbreak of last year.
It is. Listen, we're under no illusions. Killiclaher are beginning to that game as strong favourites. We're sort of being getting under the radar as last couple of weeks, and that's probably the way we wanted as underdogs. But full respect to Killiclaher, like a beaten last year's final, they would have been disappointed with that. Just a last minute score for Trillick, and you know, again, you know, in terms of the two McCanns and young Bradley and Dermot Carlin come back into fitness again, they're a strong outfit. But listen, if we show the same heart when it comes down to final, there's absolutely nothing in it, and it's the team that shows that maybe the most heart on the day. It could be a bounce of a ball decides the game, and just we're delighted to be there.
On the plus side for yourselves, there's momentum going into this game, 3 weeks in the trot now, but it doesn't give you much time to make sure everybody's okay.
That's it. We're very lucky at the minute. We have a fully fit squad, and that's down to the training of Tommy Devlin and Conleff Gilligan, you know, and we can push on a lot there. Again, you know, you're looking today that we brought on five subs today, you know, and it shows the quality of our bench and the competition for place that we have, you know, and long may it go on.